Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. President-elect Joe Biden plans to nominate California Attorney General Javier Becerra to lead the Department of Health and Human Services, according to a source familiar with transition discussions who was not authorized to speak on the record. Biden's choice comes as the Congressional Hispanic Caucus called on the incoming president to choose more Latinos for cabinet positions. Becerra is a former 12-term congressman and is the first Latino to hold the AG position in California. If confirmed, he will face the monumental task of leading the department during a pandemic. Hospitals around the country are running out of intensive care beds and medical personnel as coronavirus cases surge unabated. That has millions of people in California undergoing a lockdown tonight because area hospitals are overwhelmed. Southern California, the Central Valley, and the San Francisco Bay Area are enacting the stay-at-home orders ahead of the state's mandate. San Francisco's health officer, Dr. Tomas Aragon, says the virus is spreading fast.
For every positive person that's infected, we know that that person is infecting at least 1.5 other persons.
And President Trump tweeted today that his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, has tested positive. It's not clear, though, if he's showing any symptoms. And with just a few days left until the federal government funding runs out, Congress continues to negotiate a COVID relief bill. And NPR's Mara Liasson has more.
Lawmakers say the package, which could be attached to the government funding bill, includes about $900 billion of help for small businesses, the unemployed, and possibly state and local governments. Democrats had originally wanted a much bigger bill. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who has not commented on the negotiations, had originally wanted a much smaller one. President-elect Biden says he hopes Congress acts on this package, but says another relief measure will be needed after he takes office. In just a few weeks, unemployment benefits, eviction protections, and foreclosure protections will run out for millions of Americans. Mara Liasson, NPR News.
The Trump administration says it will comply with the judge's order that it resume accepting new applications for DACA, the program that protects young immigrants who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children. NPR's Joel Rose reports the future of the program, though, remains uncertain.
A federal judge in New York gave the Trump administration until Monday to post a public notice online that it will resume accepting first-time applicants for DACA. The Supreme Court ruled in June that the Trump administration's effort to end the program was legally flawed, but the administration still refused to accept new applicants. A spokesman for the Department of Homeland Security says the latest ruling is not sound law or logic, but that the administration will abide by it while it appeals the ruling. And there's another reason DACA's future is still in doubt. A federal judge will hold a hearing this month in a case brought by Texas and other states that argue DACA was illegal in the first place. Joel Rose, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News. While most Americans are being told to hunker down this holiday season, the State Department is gearing up for a series of holiday parties indoors. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
The State Department says it will be following its own guidelines. Anyone who attends will be required to wear masks, and the catering staff will wear gloves and masks and serve guests individually. Foreign diplomats invited to the State Department will have timed entrances to thin out the crowd, according to one official. The American Foreign Service Association is not convinced. The union says that celebrating the season with colleagues is a time-honored tradition, but this year has to be different, the statement goes on to say, pointing out that U.S. embassies abroad have been encouraged to hold virtual holiday gatherings. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The private company SpaceX launched the latest, bigger version of its Dragon cargo ship from Florida this morning. It was packed with more than 6,000 pounds of supplies for the International Space Station. That includes Christmas presents and treats, along with 250 science and research experiments. It's the first time the company has had two capsules in orbit at the same time. The cargo ship is expected to reach the space station tomorrow, joining the Dragon cruise ship that delivered four astronauts last month. And for the astronauts' Christmas feast, the Dragon is carrying roasted turkey, cornbread dressing, cranberry sauce, shortbread cookies, and tubes of icing. Asian markets are trading higher at this hour. The Nikkei in Japan is up a fraction. The Asia Dow up about 0.7%. U.S. futures contracts trading mixed. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.